There are calls on the government this lunchtime to widen access to the Student Universal Support Scheme for students who are from migrant or refugee backgrounds. The Migrant and Refugee Rights Centre says hundreds of young people are unable to go to college or university because they don't qualify for financial support through the SUSE grant system. The Department of Higher Education says Minister Simon Harris intends to engage with Cabinet colleagues about eligibility criteria. Our Social Affairs correspondent Alva Keneally has this report.
I dream to be, I dream to have, I dream to do. My life was in limbo for a long time. Going to college is the key to unlock my dreams.
It's an aspiration many young people from migrant and refugee backgrounds hope to achieve. But entering third level for those who hold what are known as Stamp 3 and Stamp 4 permissions to be in Ireland means SUSE funding is not available to them. Riches Adusuagan has just completed her Leaving Cert. Overshadowing her studies has been the worry and anxiety about going to university without funding.
The SUSE grant will really help me a great deal because this will help me achieve my dream around education, and because I really want to go to school and become a social worker in the future.
Brendan Nguyenzim has Stamp 3 permission to be in Ireland, so he can't work. He's had to drop out of his course in IT because of fees.
My dad is ill like since 3 years now, and my mom has to stop working to take off him. So in college I have to pay like 12,000. I don't know what to do like next this year, like am I going to college or not? So that's my huge question for now.
Those on Stamp 4 permissions can work, and they try to fund themselves by doing numerous jobs. Gifford Okoro has completed a degree in social care at the Munster Technological University.
I had to work two jobs and also attend school at full time, so it's been really, really difficult for me. I did social care, so what I'm doing, like, I'm hoping to go on to do like, you know, masters in social work because I would like to be a social worker. So yeah, but it's still not easy because I'm still working part-time in order to save money to be able to attend, like, you know.
Memonat Elagushi attended primary and secondary school in Carrigtuohill in County Cork. She applied but didn't qualify for a SUSE grant.
It's stressful, to be honest, because it's really down over drain and all that, because you have to go through things, you have to work extra to pay and save up and that, so it's not really easy.
Kika Macabella is studying community development and social studies at the Munster Technological University.
Because that's the type of area I want to work in, working with asylum seekers, migrants. I know what I went through, and you know, I just want to make it better for the future, you know. For my course, I think it was like 3,000 a year. So, you know, for asylum seekers that are not working or can't work, they can't come up with that type of money. Like, where they're going to get it, you understand?
Still living in direct provision. Can't travel. Can't have my own studio. Can't qualify for transport grants. Can't afford college fees.
A new video by NASC aims to highlight the hurdles these young people face. Social worker Sarah Mackey leads NASC's Connect Migrant Youth Project.
They want to work in healthcare, they want to work in IT, and they're very much the areas that we need a workforce in. So it really does make sense to unlock their access to third level education and allow them to contribute.
The Department of Further and Higher Education says the eligibility criteria for student grants, including the nationality criteria, is reviewed annually. And it says Minister Simon Harris intends to engage with Cabinet colleagues in relation to the criteria.